OMB's Cynthia Valina points out the scorecards for energy reduction didn't get started yesterday. She gave a little background.
We had the data that agencies annually submitted, and we would roll it up by agency and show it on a slide and tell them how they were doing. And everybody would sit there and nod and then go away. And this one time in the spring of 2005, our then Deputy Director for Management, Clay Johnson, looked around the room, saw that there wasn't a lot happening on the progress, and he looked around and he said, how many of you people in this room have these requirements built into your performance standards? One person in the room raised their hand. They happened to be the agency that was doing the best against the goals. And he said to me after the meeting, he just came by, and I had been asking him, what about a scorecard? Why don't we try that? And after the meeting, he said, Cindy, I want you to do that scorecard. And so that's when we started, and we rolled out three different ones in 2006. And we just used existing requirements and started giving agencies a green, yellow, or red score against each of the individual metrics.
Valina describes exactly what OMB is measuring when it comes to energy used by federal agencies, including new measures added by the Obama administration when it issued Executive Order 13423 back in 2009.
The first one is energy intensity reduction, and that goes to, it's on an agency basis, not a building basis at this point. But agencies have to account for at least 75% of their total energy usage in their baseline data numbers. And then they have to achieve a 3% annual reduction in energy savings. And it's BTUs per gross square foot. The fourth one is renewable energy. There's a statutory requirement that agencies purchase at least 5% of their total electricity used from renewable sources. And then a Bush executive order requirement says half of that has to be from new sources, which are post-1999. We didn't want agencies counting what they put together a long time ago towards that goal. The next one is petroleum reduction. That's in fleets, vehicle fleets. That is a 2% annual reduction in petroleum use across their fleets. And, of course, there are exemptions for national security and law enforcement vehicles. But on the fleets that we do count, we are trying to achieve a 2% reduction. And the last area is green buildings. And what we are trying to get to is that 15% of the government's total inventory, whatever they have, if you get rid of buildings before 2015, they don't count. If you add new buildings before 2015, they do. But whatever your inventory is at the end of fiscal year 2015, we want 15% of that to meet the green building standards. And that's energy efficiency, water efficiency, indoor air quality, materials mandates for green products, and siting of where you put the buildings and whether that's sustainable as well. All those goals that I talked about, we've been tracking since 2006. The two that were added most recently are the greenhouse gas areas, and that is scope 1 and 2, which are direct emissions, things that the government agency has a direct impact over. It's electricity, it's fleets, the gasoline it uses in its fleets, whatever it buys directly and can control directly. That's in greenhouse gas emissions, scope 1 and scope 2. Scope 3 is the indirect emissions. That's when you contract out for your services or for your data centers or for other aspects of your operations. And even though you don't have direct control over what those folks do, you do own the emissions from that. And we will be holding agencies accountable for those. So far, I look at it as a target, and we've only scratched the surface or have a very small piece of that that we're measuring and holding agencies accountable for reductions to. But as we move into the future, that piece will become larger and larger, and we expect agencies to continue to try and identify and also save energy and emissions towards that.
Valina explains that the energy reduction figures and the scorecards are posted as public information, but that's not where it ends, as merely an information exercise.
We also use the scorecards as a deliberative management tool on progress. Agencies have to write a sustainability plan annually, which includes a large piece on data center consolidation and green IT. Before we use the scorecard to assess and or approve those sustainability plans every July. They turn them in June, and by July we issue the scorecard and they'll know whether or not they've been approved. Those get reviewed by the Council on Environmental Quality as well as the Office of Management and Budget, by the budget side, by the eGov side, by the real property folks. We all work on a coordinated basis to make sure that it addresses, that it's comprehensive and that the agency actually can achieve what their plans are. We also demonstrate progress and monitoring and corrective actions that agencies are taking, especially with green purchasing. We assess agencies on their progress to meet those short-term milestones that they identified 6 months ago and said that they would get done in the next 6 months. And last but not least, we measure them on whether or not they've achieved the electronic stewardship goals that were identified in the Bush administration's executive order and prior to that in a MOU, a memorandum of understanding that a lot of agencies voluntarily signed up to.
Cynthia Valina, Deputy Associate Administrator for Procurement and Senior Budget Analyst at the Office of Management and Budget. From the AFSEA Energy and Environment IT Day in Bethesda, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.